This is an audio version of a leaflet called It's OK to Ask, Getting the Most of Your Healthcare Appointments, Version 2. The information has been produced by NHS Inform. It was produced in April 2012. To get this information in another language or format, phone the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488. This information is also available on the internet at www.nhsinform.co.uk. www.hris.org.uk. The recording is approximately 6 minutes long and has been split into three sections. Section 1, before your appointment. Section 2, during your appointment. Section 3, after your appointment. Each section begins in a new track. Section 1, before your appointment. What is this information about? In the NHS in Scotland, we want you to play an active part in your care and treatment. So, to help you, here are some tips and some questions you could ask. Before your appointment. It may help if you prepare for your appointment. Here are some tips on what to do before you go. Make a list. Note details of your symptoms. When did they start? What makes them better or worse? Note your two or three most important questions. List or bring all the medicines and pills you take, including vitamins and supplements. Ask a friend or family member to come with you if you like. Ask your hospital or surgery for an interpreter or communication support if needed. Section 2, during your appointment. Questions to ask during your appointment. It's okay to ask questions about your health and what might be wrong. Don't be afraid to tell your health worker if you don't understand what they've said. Don't feel embarrassed about asking your health worker to explain things again. You can ask your health worker to note and explain any words you don't know, and it may help to write things down or ask a family member or friend to take notes. At any time during your appointment, you could say things like, "Can I check that I've understood what you said? So, what you're saying is, can you explain it again? I still don't understand." You may also want to ask about any tests. If your health worker has recommended going for tests, you may want to ask, what are the tests for? What will the tests involve? How should I prepare for the tests? How and when will I find out the test results? Who do I contact if I don't get the test results? About any treatment. You may also have questions about what treatment, if any, is best for you. For example, how well does this treatment work? How long will I need treatment? How will I know if the treatment is working? Are there any side effects or risks? Are there other ways to treat my condition? Is there anything I can do to help myself? Section 3, after your appointment. You may also want to ask about what happens next. You might want to find out who to contact if you have further problems or questions, or if any support groups are available. You could ask, what happens next? Do I come back and see you? Who do I contact if things get worse? Do you have any written information? Where can I go to find more information, a support group, or further help? Useful checklist. Before you leave your appointment, make sure you've understood everything that has been said, you've covered everything on your list, you know what should happen next and when. Make a note. Ask who to contact if you have further problems or questions. For copies of letters written about you if you want them, you are entitled to get these. There can be a charge for providing them. After your appointment, don't forget to note what you discussed and what should happen next, and keep your notes. Ask what's happening if you don't receive your appointment details. Ask for the results of any test. If you don't get the results when you expect, ask for them. And it's okay to ask what the results mean. That's the end of this recording.